The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Now, the new National Children's Hospital will not be substantially completed by the end of April, with BAM missing the 18th completion deadline. For more on this, we're joined by Catherine Arda, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin South Central, the constituency where the Children's Hospital, of course, is going to be situated. Catherine, your reaction to this?
Yeah, obviously, you know, where people are very frustrated. I'm very frustrated. I'm a mother of two young kids. You know, hospital appointments and various things like that are always on our agenda at home. But ultimately, people at home, there seems to be one rule for some people and another rule for others. Like in our jobs, we wouldn't get away with like overspending, with cost overruns, with, you know, missing deadlines. We wouldn't get away with poor accountability, poor governance, and we wouldn't get away with not paying a bill, you know, or breaching contracts. So I think people find it really hard to accept it, and I understand that. I'm on the Public Accounts Committee.
Yeah, no, we should stress there's no suggestion BAM have breached contracts. I mean, in terms of the delays on the project, that in itself isn't a breach of contract.
No, but there are various legal proceedings before the High Court from BAM's side and from the state side. So, you know, there's obviously difficulties there in relation to, stopping this matter from proceeding. So, you know, there are issues on all sides. And I suppose they really go down to management and to governance. And these are issues also that we addressed before the Public Accounts Committee back in January, when we were like putting it to the hospital board, you know, whether or not they'd make the 30th of April handover date. At that time, they did say it would be achievable, albeit under pressure. We know now that that's not going to be achievable, and it's a big disappointment.
Can I ask you another question? And yeah. I'm very conscious in asking this question that we are covering it on the show, and maybe part of the problem I'm about to potentially the potential problem I'm about to identify. Are we getting overly excited and overwrought and overly frustrated about this? Like, the reality is, whether the hospital opens at the end of April or the end of May, or whether it's available, like, ultimately the hospital is going to be there for the next 100 years. Are we jumping up and down over something that really, whether it's a few weeks later or not, it doesn't ultimately matter that much? Like, are we focusing too much on the negative of all of this?
Yeah, and I agree with you. It will be a state-of-the-art healthcare facility, and we'll have like improved outcomes for children. We're seeing in the States now where they're not attracting top clinicians and top researchers. We'll be able to do that now in Ireland, you know, and this children's hospital will be form part of that. So it is a good news story. But in the end of the day, we need to take the learnings from the hospital and from the challenges that we were presented with. And we can't just walk away and say we're going to forget about that, because we might have another big project down the road that we decide to invest in. So we need to make sure that like these learnings are taken on board, and that they don't happen again. Because we want to be ambitious when it comes to public infrastructure in the country. We want to have big schools, big universities. We want to like invest in the country, but we can't be investing in big projects if we're not able to do it properly.
Okay,
so that's why I think people are frustrated.
What are the lessons, do you think?
I think we need to ensure we have proper oversight, proper governance, proper accountability. I know the National Children's Hospital Development Board have done a good job, but maybe we need to look at, how we interact with large building providers. There seems to be a lot of a leeway. Maybe have more insight in terms of, like, you know, I think one of the big issues was resources on site. We are now looking at having more traineeships, but it was hard to get actual manpower for the hospital. I think one of the reasons that they're not able to complete the hospital is just the manpower in terms of like final fittings, for each of the rooms. But so we just need to be a lot more ambitious and from a bigger perspective in terms of what we need.
Without excusing what has gone on, and it has gone on way too long, and it just seems there's been huge problems. I mean, look, and I think all of us who've been involved in any small construction project, you know, an extension on the house, I mean, they always run way longer than you want them to run. That is the reality of these things. Things go wrong, things go, people get sick, COVID happens, or whatever. You know, there's always delays in these projects.
Yeah, and I agree. And every time someone does a little extension, there's always snags at the end. There's always a row with a builder. But I think that's simplifying it too much. This is, you know, a state-of-the-art hospital that we're building. We're spending billions on. When we're doing our extensions at home, we're not quantity surveyors. We're sort of doing it you know, on the hop, but like we're paying professionals to build this hospital. So we shouldn't expect low standards. I think we need to ensure in the future that we have really high standards when it comes to procurement, when it comes to investing in our infrastructure. So that's why people are annoyed, because they expect, they're expected to achieve high standards in their own work. And they expect when their taxes are being used that, you know, we follow high standards.
David Cullinan, the Sinn Féin spokesperson, says there should be weekly updates on the project. Is that not a bit ridiculous?
Well, we have quarterly updates in before the Public Accounts Committee, and like in fairness to
January, is it hourly, daily updates, hourly updates?
The minister, if you look at the timelines, has been quite, she has been on the BAM in terms of her correspondence with them. She obviously found it difficult to get information. So they've, you know, and then it came to light today before the Health Committee that, you know, that day was going to be missed. You know, it's obviously difficult when there's so many moving parts and when it's such a big project. But like, if you look at the hospital that they're building a children's hospital in the north of Ireland, and that's already seeing massive cost overruns. So sometimes I think Sinn Féin talk out, you know, they're quite hypocritical when it comes to their stance in the Republic and when it comes to their stance in Northern Ireland.
Okay, all right, we will leave it there. Catherine O'Dea, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin South Central. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.